When you're out of the pump, you go to people you can trust around these parts when you're looking for a winner. And we trust Johnny Sadley.
Good on you, Daniel. Flattery will get you every time.
Just for the promo, your best today for the punters?
Tis Jemmy.
Tis Jemmy. $4. Race 4, number 7.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
50 metres left to go. Tis Jemmy's extending. And Tis Jemmy came well away at the end to score by a length and a half.
The early mail.
Yes, welcome back. Now, Al, you're trying to tell me we got up yesterday. Are you neglecting your key duties of updating the promo?
Well, I am co-hosting today, so I did have a lot of pre-show preparation.
No, you're sitting in with me.
Pre-show preparation. Oh, right. It's like that, is it? I thought we were a team. We dominated over summer, and now you're hanging me out to dry. Fantastic work from you.
Is it because it wasn't your voice? Would that be a factor?
I'm sure when we get a winner today, I'll be on the promo tomorrow. But we're playing at Mornington today. Midweek action in Victoria at Mornington. Currently a soft 6. The rail is in the true position. The going stick, 9.3. And one of our favourites, as I mentioned before the break, who dominated on the early mail last time we had her on. She delivered a multi for us, and we're hoping she can do that today. Maybe just one winner, perhaps even two, because she's got two very good chances. I speak of Charlotte Littlefield. Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. We're hoping for some gold from you once again today. You've got two runners. The first of those is in race 4 over the 1,600 metres, Regal Vow, who has been in very good form this campaign.
Yeah, she has been in good form. Like, she showed a lot in her first up campaign, but she was just a little immature and she physically needed a little bit more time. So after that good third at Mornington, we decided to give her a good rest and bring her back. And she's certainly come back in much better order, nice, strong filly. I think she's got a big future ahead of her. So today she goes in great order. I just spoke to Amanda, who rides her in track work, and she's given both of them a good push today. She said that she felt enormous yesterday, took a strong hold at the 600, hard to pull up, and that's when she's at her best, Regal Vow. So she goes in great order. Certainly can't fault her today.
Oh, that sounds very promising. She's by Swear, so you'd imagine the step up to the 1,600 metres wouldn't be an issue for her?
No, she's a very athletic type, and I think that's plays in her, well, she's very strong filly, so definitely plays her way going up to the 1,600, very strong athletic filly, and she certainly relishes every step up we've given her so far, and she's one of those horses that never blows in her work. You know, you put the tracker on her and her stats are so good each time she gallops, so she's certainly a horse that will probably get beyond 1,600 in time, I reckon.
Okay, so that's Regal Vow. I should have mentioned we should have started with race 3,
yeah,
number 5.
You had me confused.
Yeah, sorry about that. Race 3, number 5, Le Derriere. Jack Hill rides this one for you as well, so he rides both of your runners today. And this mare, she was a very strong winner at Sale last time out.
Yeah, I think she flew under the radar there. She flew under the radar, I think, for me as well, and Jack. Without throwing Jack under the bus for the second time, he was very against running her at that race, and that morning of, we still hadn't made our mind up whether to run her or not. And on paper, it looked quite a strong race. And I just thought there was nothing a standout in that race, but they're all about the same level. And we just didn't quite know where she was out after that trip to Morfettville. And I always had in my mind, you know, when I do the mountain yard, I always say a trip away brings them on. And she certainly was a good advocate for that. She had been flying in her work. So we sort of just went, thought, let's do it, let's go. And she obviously proved the decision right. It was more Amanda Harrison, our track rider, who gave me this solid push in the morning. She said, no, this horse needs to race. I think if you leave it any longer, she might even go over the top. She needs to run. And she's a little athlete, that one. She's small but mighty, and she had quite a tough run. And I was quite surprised how well she pulled up initially. I thought she might have taken a few days, a few weeks to get over that run, but initially, she hardly blew, and she had to make 3 sustained runs in that race and did it tough and still stuck her nose out, pulled up enormous, pulled up even better during the week, hasn't left a note, so there was no reasons against backing her up. The only thing I had in my mind was the track. She is a fast horse. She likes the fast track, but she's won at Mornington. She's chased second to that good horse of Luke Oliver, and the going was worse that day, and I think she handles that track with a bit of moisture in it. So Wygate, that's another slight query, but she certainly goes in absolutely bursting at the seams, and I can give her a good push as well.
Two very good chances today, Charlotte. What are we doing with our dollar?
Oh, God, this is a tough one, isn't it? Now, if I was really bold, which
be bold. Be bold. It's the last day of the month. We're in front on the spreadsheet. Be bold.
Well, I've never had a double before, but would you do it? You'd put a little win into the win today.
Yep, let's do it. We're going the double. A Derrier, race 3, number 5, into race 4, number 6, Regal Vow, $4.60 into $4.80. Charlotte, thanks for your time, and best of luck with the slide for Freeze M&D as well.
Oh, God, I'm not looking forward to that, but it's for a good cause.
Good on you. Thanks again.
Thanks.
Charlotte Littlefield there with the early mail. The double today, Lederia, race 3, number 5, into race 4, number 6, Regal Vow. If we get this home, Scotty, it'll be very, very nice on the spreadsheet to end the month.
Very good, yeah. And you mentioned MND. Charlotte's at the Garfield pub.
Yep.
She's going down the slide.
Good on her. Fantastic cause, as she said. As she mentioned, we might have to get hostel organisers and an OB